Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, August 26, 2015. I'm here in sunny Clearwater, Florida. And my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's on every other Wednesday, so she was on 2 weeks ago and will be on 2 weeks from today again. And I have her on so much because she has so much information from her viewpoint as a registered pharmacist who also dispenses medicinal plants and other natural substances at her natural pharmacy here in Clearwater, Florida. So she talks to us about drugs and their side effects and how they might not be so good for us. And she also talks about what we can replace them with. She's familiar with how the body works, how different substances interact in the body, and what we can do to get healthy and stay healthy. Today we're talking about cancer, and that's because 2 weeks ago when she was on, I was talking about somebody that I know who was just diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. And right before that, I heard about one of our guests I've had on the show called me and said she was just diagnosed with breast cancer. In fact, just had surgery last week. This is just too much cancer. It's too much cancer. And there's so many things that we can do to prevent cancer. There are natural substances that we can use to recover, help our bodies recover from cancer. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Thank you. So where should we start?
Well, I think a good starting point would be talking about some of the chemicals and some of the things that are in our environment that are making us more prone to cancer. And we know the statistics are pretty high as far as the incidence of breast cancer in the United States. We're exposed to chemicals on a daily basis in the environment around us, and really most people that are probably listening to the show eat pretty well, probably pretty clean, and diet does affect to some degree what you're doing. But also you have to realize that environmentally you're not living in a bubble, and you're exposed to pesticides, chemicals, especially in the drinking water and in the soil, and also in the tire dust. If you walk by a road, or if you do any jogging outside, or even if you're coming in and out of a store, the dust coming off the roads is pretty high in cadmium. And that, those are so really, I want people to realize that everybody has some risk and some skin in the game, so to speak.
I would agree with that. That even if we were to remove every chemical that causes cancer from our homes, that out in the world, where if we go into a store or a school or walking down the street, breathing, there's actually a lot of carcinogens in car exhaust. And
yes.
So if you're sitting in traffic, if you're even driving your car, these carcinogens are there. And so I think one of the things I've been thinking about recently is not so much about, it's not so much about avoiding chemicals anymore, although we should certainly do that, but it's more about managing our chemical exposure, I think, and being able to find the balance between reducing it as much as we can and then doing the other things that we need to do, like detox, in order to help our bodies cope with the other chemicals that we're being exposed to that we can't do anything about.
Correct. And really, that's why in previous shows we had to talk a little about it. I'm a big advocate of doing the body anew, and I know you really like the zeolite a lot. When you do these things on a daily basis.
Also, I do both of them. I take both of them on a daily basis.
Perfect.
Both of them.
Yes, absolutely. And what I can say is when you're doing these processes, you're removing out chemicals on a daily basis that you're exposed to, and it's kind of like taking out an insurance policy. That's the way I look at it. I've been on the body anew. I'm probably almost 18 years now, at least 17, and I've kind of lost count. But it really makes a huge difference in taking these things out of the body on a daily basis. And it's important to realize that even heavy metals, they stay within 2 inches of the surface soil. They're not going to be going anywhere. So you don't know if somebody dumped a battery in your backyard 100 years ago. And we have to think about, too, people are more acutely aware today, perhaps environmentally, of how things are being affected, how animals are being affected, and plants. But 100 years ago, people really were not being careful with chemicals and with byproducts of industrial waste, because they really the knowledge wasn't there.
That's right. That's totally right. And they would just go put things, if they had extra gasoline, they would just go dump it on the ground.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so we can control some of the things that are happening here, but also too, a lot of the pressure treated wood that people are using in their decks has arsenic. And so right. The soil will definitely test higher for arsenic. And the thing is, you don't know necessarily that in previous times, if they were using those types of wood beams, to build some part of the structure of an older house, perhaps. Even now, you know, people using the wood decking, there's a lot of chemicals that are being used to treat that wood that does have leaching effects on the soil.
It does. You know, a few years ago, I needed to buy a post to put my mailbox on, and I wanted to buy a wood post. And so we were going down to various stores looking to see what we could get, because here in Florida, wood rots very easily. And
correct.
So the choices were that we would either get pressure treated or, you know, just a vinyl post. And neither of which are good choices. But when we were shopping, I was asking somebody who works as a builder, and he works with pressure treated wood all the time. And this was before they changed to the new less toxic one. But still toxic. And he said, oh, that's not toxic. We just, with our bare hands, we just put those in the ground and then eat lunch.
Oh, my Lord.
And so they still have this stuff on their hands, and they're picking up their sandwiches and hamburgers and putting them in their mouths.
Oh, my gosh. That's a crazy story. But, you know, I believe it. I really do. Because ignorance is kind of bliss. If you start looking around and seeing where these things are coming into your life, you're going to be much more aware of what's happening.
So what are some of the chemicals specifically that people should watch out for?
All right, good. So we're looking at, and this is pretty interesting. If you look at HPTE, okay, and it's an abbreviation for 2,2-bis-hydroxyphenyl-11-tetrachloroethane, okay? And I'm just going to pick some random chemicals, and we'll talk a little bit about those. And
okay.
I did some searches on this.
Good.
Estrogenic effects. Most specifically, and what this pesticide affects, and this is pretty prevalent in the environment, the estrogenic effects, it affects follicle-stimulating hormone, okay, in women. So that's FSH. And when you have something that mimics an estrogen, the collective term to chemicals that mimic something else and they have bioactivity in the body is a xenobiotic. That's the term that they
assigned
to these.
That's a great word. I had to look that up. It's X-E-O.
Biotic. Correct. Yes. Xenobiotic. So this particular chemical, which tends to be pretty ubiquitous, it's highly in the environment from they spray this on foods and so forth, that this particular pesticide affecting follicle-stimulating hormone. And what does that mean? Well, for women, follicle-stimulating hormone is what starts to be elevated when they have menopause, okay? So when it goes up and it's elevating, that's where you get the hot flashes, you're getting the night sweats, the irritability, the weight gain. So we can just kind of further deduct when we know that this is affecting FSH, that maybe the women's estrogen is affected in a way in FSH that menopause may be more severe, menopause may come sooner than it normally would, and may affect fertility. And this is very important because that's where women especially are going to be very concerned about this.
Yes.
So
go ahead.
Go ahead. So that's what you need to look at. And what I can also say, what also works as a xenobiotic and has estrogenic effects, not just necessarily chemicals, are plastics in the environment. So like if you heat up food in plastic, little beads of plastic, and they're starting to really come to recognize the dangers of these little beads of plastic that they put in some of these soaps, that they're finding this all in the oceans. So these little plastic beads, or the plastic itself that's leaching out into the food that we're eating, they act as estrogens in the body. And I can say that there's actually a homeopathic product that if you're really concerned that you've warmed up food in plastic for a long period of time, and you have breast cancer in the family, or you've had breast cancer, or they have, you know, they're watching certain areas of your breast because of density. There's something by Des Bio called Detox 3 that actually removes out plasticizers that have xenobiotic estrogenic activity in the body.
I think that's a really important thing for people to be aware of, because we're exposed to so many of these plasticizers in so many different ways, unless you're doing things like me, where you store your food in glass instead of plastic, and I don't know. I have plastic in my house, but not very much. We need to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more about cancer and what you can do to prevent it and other things having to do with good health. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafelt. She is a registered pharmacist that prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances. She has her own natural pharmacy here in Clearwater called Botanical Resource, and you can go to her website at botanicalresource.com. But Pamela, why don't you give us your phone number, because she is happy to talk to you at no charge if you call this number she's about to give you. And make some recommendations for you about how you can get off drugs and use natural substances instead, or tell them what you do.
Yes, absolutely. So my background is clinical pharmacy, but I also study pharmacognosy, which is plant science, at the University of Florida. And I have my own pharmacy, which does not have Legend drugs. We do natural products, homeopathics, many professional use, and also other health food store ones. I'm very respectful of people's time and money, so I don't suggest something that's overly priced. And I would be very honored to help you or your family, also for your animals. I do veterinary homeopathy as well. And the consultations are free, and you can call me here at my office. It's 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955, and I would be very helpful in anything you might have in questions, any of your health issues. And also today, like we're talking about cancer, if you're worried about preventing cancer, you have family history, I would like to help you pick out the right quality products that would be most beneficial for you.
Thank you. So before we go on, I just want to mention a few things that I've come across recently. A page I'm looking at right now is on the Breast Cancer Fund website. It's called Chemicals and Radiation Linked to Breast Cancer. And it has a number of, let's see how many, a couple dozen, maybe three dozen different chemicals where there's a page for each one of them. And these are all chemicals that are related to breast cancer. And some of the things that are on here are pesticides like atrazine, bisphenol A, which is in so many things, canned food, and cash register receipts. When you are touching cash register receipts, you get bisphenol A on your hands, unless they are using BPA-free ones. Also, bovine growth hormone that's in milk, cadmium that Pamela mentioned earlier, DDT, pesticide. What else do we have? Hormone replacement therapy.
Correct.
Hormones in personal care products. Infertility drugs. There's oral contraceptives, phthalates that are in chemicals and personal care products. Parabens, methyl and propylparaben, that have been used for. It used to be that all the natural products had methyl and propylparaben because we thought they were safe. And they're taking them out now. There's a whole list here. So, again, it's called Chemicals and Radiation Linked to Breast Cancer. And if you just type that into a search engine, actually, I'll put a link to this on the page on toxicfreetalkradio.com about this show. I'll put that link. And also, the Environmental Working Group just came out with a list a couple of weeks ago, a PDF where they picked like the top 12, their Dirty Dozen. They have a Dirty Dozen series, and they picked out their Dirty Dozen top chemicals that cause cancer, including lead, mercury, phthalates again, DEHP, PBDEs, all these numbers, triclosan, which is in disinfecting soap, things like that. So you can take a look at these. But there's another thing that I wanted to mention, and I think, Pamela, you've read this too. That
correct.
This new report from Environmental Working Group, where they took the research from a project called the Halifax Project, where 300 scientists around the world are studying how cancer is formed. And one of the things that they're studying with regard to chemicals is how chemicals that don't cause cancer by themselves, but combined, they cause cancer.
Yes.
And the reality is that in our world, we're not being exposed to these chemicals one at a time. They're in the environment. They're combined. When they get in our bodies, they're combined in our bodies. And this is just, wow. This just like up the stakes. If we can't identify the exact chemicals that are causing cancer, it makes it a lot harder to control them. But they do have specific chemicals that they're looking at. And on the Environmental Working Group site, they have a list that are of chemicals that are being investigated by the Halifax Project. And I'll put a link to that, too, so that you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and go look at the archives, and you'll see the post for today's show. And I'll put those I'll put these links on there.
Well, really, this data is just very humbling.
Yeah.
For all of us that are trying to be so proactive, and that we realize that there's things are bombarded, and that's how life really is. When you look at chemicals in the body and things that we combine, our whole body is a chemistry factory, and these chemicals come in and out of the subcutaneous fat. They come in and out of from our food, from the water, the air we breathe, and it's really important that the detoxification processes of the body, mainly you know your respiratory tract, your skin. Okay, and also the fact of your liver, that these things are all working collectively in your best interest, and that they're effective. And that's where your nutrition is really important, your health is important, getting enough sleep is important, taking a detox product. All these little things can add up to quite a big difference, because all it takes is one of these chemicals, either additive or alone, to start turning on the genes. And once those genes get expressed as cancer, if your immune system does not identify it, you result in having the diagnosis.
You know, we almost need to go to break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about how the genes get turned on. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, it's not just one part of your body. It's not just the detox system. It's the immune system, too. It's the digestive system, because you have to get those chemicals out through the intestines. It's really every system of your body needs to be working in order to prevent and fight cancer. And how many of us can say that every part of our bodies are working?
Well, most definitely. No, that's why doing these detoxification processes are so important.
Yeah.
You know, not doing it on a daily basis, you're really taking a chance.
I completely agree with that. Completely, completely. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about more with Pamela Seafeld about how genes get turned on and expressed and turn into cancer. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And Pamela's, give your phone number again in case people want to call.
727-442-4955.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances at her natural pharmacy called Botanical Resource. That's botanicalresource.com. So Pamela, so tell us about what happens with the genes.
Okay. So there's we call it the gene expression, okay? And cancer itself is characterized as uncontrolled cell growth and proliferation. So these cells are growing, their turnover is very rapid, and they don't look like the cells around them, okay? And why it's important to say that is that when you have chemotherapy, it targets this turnover, okay, the cell cycle, which is at a higher rate than the other cells around it. And that's why people lose their hair, and also why they get sores in their mouth and their GI tract, because the cells in the mouth and in the mucosa of the GI tract, and also the cells in the follicles of the hair, tend to have similar growth cycles as cancer. They turn over really fast, and that's why people lose their hair. And I think it's important for people to understand what we're talking about in relation to chemotherapy as well. So
mm-hmm.
So that's what cancer is all about. It's got this higher rate of turnover. It doesn't look like the cells around it. And when they do a biopsy and they bring it to the pathologist, what they look at is the histology. They look and see like what are the cells made of, and then that's how they identify what cancer you have. That's kind of the basics.
Oh.
But it's important, right, to know about the genes and how what regulates cell growth and how these cells, these genes get turned on that cause problems. And when we're talking about chemicals and heavy metals and pesticides and all these things collectively as a whole, we know that these can be instigators of cancer. So gene expression of cancer can be enhanced by these chemicals. Something has to turn the genes on to start making these unusual looking cells or the cancer cells, okay?
Yeah.
And it's these things that we're talking about. That's why this is so important to know that taking these out will stop the expression. And some of the things that you can do to enhance the good gene expression, believe it or not, fruits and vegetables. We're talking about our diet.
I'm laughing because Kamala talks about this in every show. Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, gene expression. We know that when you eat a salad, it has lots of nice, colorful vegetables, but they're always saying for everyone to eat, that we know that it turns on the genes. When you're taking blueberries, why do you think the antioxidant property is supposedly so good and it's so healthy for you? Berries, you know, have high propensity of turning on genes. These flavonoids, they have activity on the actual genome. And if you think about that, that is just so amazing that literally we are what we eat.
We literally. And also the thing that is it just impresses me so much is how in the larger picture of life, that life has provided all these healthy things that create health in us. Like the plants are there, so if we eat the plants, we're going to get all those good things that are just there. They're not manufactured. They're there as part of life. And if we take advantage of those things, our bodies will be healthy. If we don't eat them, our genes don't get turned on.
That's exactly right. And it is really, life is really amazing. We've talked in previous shows that I think, like, the enzymes we have in our liver or in the plants, we share a lot with the animals and the plants around us, as far as we're made of carbon and hydrogen. And I mean, we're really all made of the same building blocks. We just look a little bit different. And we have a different genetic expression depending on what we are. And it's important to know that for people, we know the diet does make a big difference, and also removing some of these chemicals out. And I think it's important for people to realize that, and this is interesting, when I was looking at getting prepared for the show here, I was looking at drugs in the water supply, okay? This is pretty much a problem. And what they found, and I just found it was several different drugs, but apparently what's happening is when these drugs are in the water supply and they use chlorination and they use this process of cleaning up the water, the drug a lot of times remains in there. But when they chlorinate the water, it causes it to become more reactive.
And
they gave an example of tramadol, which is a very common pain reliever. And what they found is that it has, once it's been chlorinated and it's released back into the water supply and it's back, back in the aquifer, and they can test, what they're finding in a lot of the water, believe it or not, is conjugated estrogens from birth control pills and antidepressants. There's a lot of that in the water. Okay, they can measure that. Most municipalities, they can measure that. But this was interesting, and they were talking about this drug, but some other drugs have the same issues as well, that the chlorination process, and when they try and clean up the water, and the drug's still there, it gets activated, and it actually becomes more genotoxic.
Wow.
Right, so...
I'm not surprised. Again, it goes back to
this. Yeah, this was
right
out of the Library of Medicine. This was actually published August 17th of this month. Okay, so this isn't some old data. This is brand new data, and they're showing that these medications, because we're so highly medicated here in this society, these medicines are ending up in the water supply. The chlorination process of trying to clean up the water, and then as a result of that, we realize that some of these things actually get activated in a much more dangerous form than they originally were. So even
another
if you're not taking these medicines, you're still getting them.
That's right. And another reason that everybody needs to filter their water.
And most filter definitely.
Filter it with the water filter that I recommend, because it will filter more out than any other water filter that I know. Excellent. Excellent information, Pamela. Wow.
Go ahead.
Tell us real quick, before we have to go to break, about how the immune system looks for cancer.
Okay, good. So the immune system identifies cancer cells, and it finds it, and it destroys it. And it has different cells that go after cancer itself. Natural killer cells are the ones that actually have the most activity against cancer cells themselves. But our regular immune system does find and see it, and it's kind of like amoebas, where they engulf it, and they go ahead and destroy it. And when the body sees this and starts going to kill these areas, cancer's gone, okay, from that particular day. So we actually have the beginnings of cancer every single day in our body, but our immune system finds it. It's when our immune system's maybe not working as well, or the genes are being, there's an aggressive type of cancer that's in one particular area that the immune system does not have high activity in, and then as a result of that, the person can end up with cancer. But I think keeping your immune system working properly is a big component, not just the gene expression, but a big component, because if the cancer's there, and the oncogenes are what they originally discovered. These oncogenes are turned on by chemicals, and they produce cancer, and that's the big problem. If your immune system is not working as well as it was in the past, cancer can definitely take hold. And I have to tell you, too, that older people have a higher propensity for certain types of cancers, and the reason why is because they've collected these chemicals all over their lifetime in their body, and they haven't taken them out. And so your net amount in your body is going to put you more at risk for having a cancer outcome. So that's why you see a lot of these really elderly people, especially acute myelogenous leukemia. The incidence has gone up considerably in that, and they have a new study that was just published today that the mutations in remission are still there even after they've had the chemotherapy.
You know, we can really see this easily. I know that when I was a child, that everybody was smoking all over the place. There were ads for cigarettes. People were smoking on TV. Everybody thought smoking was fine, and then they started discovering that it takes 30 years of smoking cigarettes to develop cancer. And I think that these chemicals, even though we're not seeing the result of cancer maybe in our bodies right now, but these chemicals are creating cancer just like cigarettes. We need to go to break. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld. I'm Deborah Lindad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
I'm Deborah Lindad, author of the book Toxic Free. Years ago, I got very sick. I discovered my body was being poisoned by toxic chemicals right in my own home. These were not just cleaning products and pesticides with warning labels. The poisons were in products that I assumed to be safe, such as perfume, bed sheets, and tap water. When I removed the toxic products from my home, the improvement in my health was amazing. At that time, there were no books about household toxins. I decided I needed to write one to tell others these poisonings are preventable. I've now written 7 books. My latest, Toxic Free, is the result of 30 years of research and personal experience. Just go to Toxic Free Talk Radio and look for the book cover. This book could save your life. I'm Deborah Lindad, author of the book Toxic Free. A few months ago, I got a new water filter. I already had a water filter, but when I drank the first glass of water from this filter, it tasted so good and made my body so happy, I said, "This is the one." It is, in fact, the best home water filter I've seen in 30 years. It removes fluoride, radiation, pharmaceuticals, and the usual chlorine, chloramines, lead, and other pollutants. And it's affordable. Water is essential to every function of your body, including the removal of toxic chemicals. But both tap water and most bottled water contain toxic chemicals of their own. With your own water filter, you can produce pure life-enhancing water anytime you want it. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the faucet.
listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Love, Child Registered Farmers Market Assistant, and Additional Plant and Plant, another natural assistant, and prescriptions correct. She actually does run the farmers market in Alaska also, but her friend who loves pharmacology is what is an additional plant diet. Affirmation and intelligence.
You to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
A little technical problem there. I think that we're doing fine now. So what was I about to say? Pamela, I don't know if I've told you that both of my grandmothers and my mother all died of cancer.
Oh, and no.
So I really have it in my family, yeah. And where I lived when I was a child turned out later to be a cancer cluster. A lot of people on my block got cancer where I grew up for, let's see, from age 7 to about 21. And so this is not...
Most definitely environmental.
It was definitely environmental, yeah. And I don't know what the chemicals were in that particular area. But that house, we moved into a brand new house, had wall-to-wall carpets, and my mother loved everything modern, and so we had plastic furniture, giving off all those plasticizers, and that's what I grew up with, just a standard American home. And my mother died when I was 24.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry.
She was only 52. She was only 52. And anyway, so how does family history affect whether or not somebody gets cancer?
Okay, that's good. So family history definitely plays a part in especially breast cancer, but also can be for stomach cancers and colon cancers as well. Heredity. And actually, I have to say, too, sometimes there's probably a quarter or maybe more of the breast cancer patients that get diagnosed that have no family history at all. So you can't always rely on that, but definitely family history is kind of a beacon to start looking for things and to be more proactive about preventing. And that's kind of why maybe I'll just talk for a few seconds about some of the homeopathic stuff that you can put in your water that would prevent and maybe kind of hedge your bets as far as what you would have as far as family history. And it's important. We were talking about the body anew, and that's important because that just basically takes out base chemicals out of the body, pesticides out of the subcutaneous fat, upregulates the liver, the glucuronidation and conjugation to help remove it out. And it also helps, I think it helps a lot in the sweating process of removing heavy metals out from the underneath the surface of the skin, because that definitely promotes that process as well. There's something in homeopathy that we use called biogallium. Okay, and biogallium has anti-cancer property. It also has antiviral property. And it's kind of a hallmark of something that you can use either as a treatment or you can use it as a preventative. It's liquid. You can put it in your water. And that's pretty much what most of the homeopathic doctors will use for cancer itself. Also, we were talking in previous shows about pH and alkaline.
I want to ask you a question about biogallium.
Please.
So one of the things that I learned with my friend who had cancer has cancer,
yes,
recently diagnosed,
yes,
is that he had no symptoms whatsoever. And it was something entirely different that took him to the doctor. It wasn't cancer symptoms. It was pain from the cancer eating away at his bones. And so So I think that there are probably a lot of people, I don't want this to sound scary, but there's probably people who have cancer in various early stages that have no idea that they have cancer. And so taking something like biogallium, that would help cancer at those early stages, even if you don't know it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I do have people that continue to smoke. I'm not here to judge people. I don't tell people what to do. I have clients, you know, of all socioeconomic backgrounds. And if they want to smoke, I tell them that you really need to be on the body anew in the biogallium every day. And they do that. And that's just to protect against, you know, the inevitable of perhaps they might end up with lung cancer. Remember, there are people that never smoked and end up with lung cancer, too. This is the problem with this.
I'll tell you that my great uncle lived to be 100, and he smoked every day, and he did not die of cancer. But let's look at this for a minute, because he was born 100 years ago. Well, I mean, he died like 10 years ago. So he was born way back at the beginning of the 20th century when people had good food. And they were not exposed to toxic chemicals, and his whole health was established at a time before World War II, when they started making all these toxic chemicals and plastics and all these things that so many of us were born into. And he lived to be 100 while smoking.
No, absolutely. I see this all the time. There was another lady here in the area that was 102, and this lady, she drank a lot. She was a retired doctor, drank quite a bit, and ate a lot of red meat, and she had been smoking most of her life. And this is really true. What you have to look at is the genes are definitely there, but also the fact that environmentally, depending on what you're exposed to, and these people that have been around for quite a long time, and they were raised not on, you know, pizzas and Cheetos, but they were raised on real food. That's mm-hmm. and still maybe eating that way today to some degree. That makes a huge difference because, like I said, the foods that you eat have genetic propensity to activate and make these genes express. And it just depends what you're coming in contact with. But if they had majority of the time when they were younger and even to middle age had clean living, it probably had something to do with their outcome. But taking biogallium and taking detox, it's very reasonably priced. You're only going to be using a little bit every day. And putting it in your water and drinking it throughout the day, if you're really concerned about cancer risk, family heredity, maybe you've had cancer, you're in remission, I highly recommend it. It's a pretty easy thing to do, and it doesn't really take a lot of time on your part that you have to be spending stuff, mixing things, doing things. It's not going to take a big amount of time out of your day. And the rewards can be quite beneficial.
And also, if you're in an environment where you can't really remove the toxic chemicals, like if you work someplace that is a dangerous environment, or I mean, that could be even an office building.
Almost definitely.
But if you're around toxic chemicals and you can't remove them or don't have control over them, taking something like these detox products will really help your body have more resilience instead of just succumbing to the effects of those products. And so it's just, the more time goes by and the more I learn, the more I think that every single person just needs to be detoxing, because there is not a place on earth that anybody can go where there is zero toxic chemicals.
Well, most definitely. And you have to realize, too, that a lot of the chemicals we were talking about, even like heavy metals, they're neurotoxic. So not just not even just the fact of the cancer we're talking about today, but the fact that you might end up with neuropathy, with seizures. There's a lot of other things that can be happening.
Right.
So taking these things out, I mean, we're talking about cancer today, but you have to look at the other health implications that are pretty severe and pretty debilitating that you really want to prevent, especially like copper and nickel, when they combine. We were talking about that, you know, the list of the additive toxicity. Mm-hmm. When those two combine together in the body, they're doubly more toxic, and that's important. People realize you can't, like, you have to be taking some things, perhaps on a daily basis, depending on your risk and depending on your own tolerance of what you want to take. You want to be doing that. And also, I mean, they actually make a homeopathic product that I use quite a bit called radiation. I've been using that mostly for people that are actually undergoing radiation to help prevent collateral damage to the tissue. But if you've had lots of chest x-rays, lots of MRIs, this sort of thing, just in the past, just your own history, that you really might want to go on some homeopathy to take some of that radiation damage out. And there are things that we can use for that that are developed by physicians, and they're not homeopathic products that are health food store quality. I mean, they're more of a medical grade,
right.
And that would be much more effective. So really, you have to look at your risks, and like we had said earlier, I mean, I'll be glad to have a conversation with you, no charge, to see like what you've been doing, you know, up to date here. Perhaps you've had cancer. Maybe you have a new diagnosis of cancer. The good thing about homeopathy is that you can use this along with conventional therapy, and I highly recommend that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pamela, we've got less than a minute left, so why don't you give your phone number again?
Yes. It's Botanical Resource, and my number here is 727-442-4955, and I would be very glad to help you or your family in any health need that you may have.
And Pamela's very well regarded here. Even my medical doctor said, if Pamela tells you to do it, do it. So we have to go. We've only got about 20 seconds left. Thank you so much, Pamela. I always
learn
so much. I know you wanted to say something about pH, but we don't have time.
That's okay. Have an excellent day. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and find out who's coming up on the new guests coming up. And you can also listen to all the shows in the archive. Be well.